I'm Will Brown from Zan and the Winter Folk. This is your home for local music. For local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT.
If I spent the entire day locked inside my apartment, I could admit to myself all the things that I really meant. Like how much that I needed you when I pushed everyone away. But it has been far too long and you don't think of me that way. You don't love me the way that I love you. All the way that you used to. Inside of my bedroom, I could see that I have made just another sunken tomb. 'Cause every time you look my way, my heart sinks deeper and deeper and deeper. But it has been far too long, and you don't think of me that way.
EXT, Local 518, Zan Strumfeld, and her band. Well, most of her band. There's one missing, right?
Yes.
The missing man formation?
We have the original crew right here, and we also have a drummer that is no longer with us. I was just about to say, he's currently not with us. Our drummer, Brendan Tompkins. But I am surrounded by my band, the Winter Folk.
Who do you have?
I have Mike Jenkins on upright bass, Michael Gregg on banjo, and Will Brown on lead guitar. And they're all here in the studio.
Howdy.
How's it going, Mom and Dad?
Pleasure to be here, Chris.
This is awesome, Zan. We've had you in a few times.
Yeah.
And now you're here with your band.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
Yes.
Finally have a band.
Are you going to be recording with these guys?
We are. We will be recording at the end of July. We're just doing a little EP just to get us out there as a fuller, different sound than I think most people are used to. And then eventually, sooner than later, we'll have a studio album, a real full-length album.
You've always done the songwriting because it's been you as the musician. Are you still the main songwriter or do you have some help now?
I am still the main songwriter, but one of the songs that we are doing tonight for you live, Your Back, was our first sort of collaborative tune. I wrote it while I was in Colorado. I just like woke up with it in my head and I came back to New York and I played it for the band and Will and I sort of worked out rearranging it and then the whole band sort of came in with different suggestions and it's so much better now. And it was the coolest thing ever. It has a a collaborative feel to it.
I noticed from talking with you that you've been very excited about being able to say Zan and her band. You're very excited about having a band. What changes for you with having a band?
I think there's been like a sound I've been trying to get for a really long time that's been in my head, and I didn't know how to really acquire it. And somehow working with new people that have really understood the sound that I'm looking for, and we work really well together, just feels really full. And now a part of me when I play alone, just it doesn't feel right. Because I hear all the sounds in it.
Yeah, that's cool. And guys, maybe one of you could start this. How did you guys first meet up with Zan to start playing with her? And then what are you guys taking away from being in this experience?
So I'm Will Brown, and I'm going to talk on behalf of Mike Jenkins right now, because Zan put out her album, The Book of Belonging, and Mike Jenkins here was the bass player on that recording. And so him and Zan have played together for a while now, and all of us have known each other for a long time. When Zan released The Book of Belonging last year, we decided to come together for one show at Zan's guidance. She said, like, hey guys, I got an opportunity to play. I think it was you guys actually, right? At Jupiter Hall last September.
Yeah, we were asked to play. I had put out this album and kind of didn't do anything with it. It was just kind of like a, hey, I recorded this, I wrote these songs, luckily someone broke my heart, let's put these out there. And then I actually like left the state, and I went to Alaska and didn't want to come back and do anything with it. And then we were asked to play, and I was like, I'm not doing this by myself. Jupiter Hall is this gorgeous, gorgeous place with incredible sound.
I think for that gig too, Jenkins was always going to play that one. And at that time, Zan just came to me and just thought, it's like, hey, you want to play this gig with me? I think it would be nice to have another guitar player on. And I said, sure. And then the three of us were rehearsing for a while, and I think it was you, Jenkins, who mentioned that you had played with Michael a few times, and Michael is a stellar banjo player. I've only played for 2 weeks at the time, and we're just like,
only like 6 months.
Yeah, really, really? No, seriously. And we're like, why don't we bring him in? And he came in for a couple rehearsals. We played.
I am sorry, I have to edit this for a second. He didn't come in for a couple rehearsals. He came the night before the gig, 24 hours before the show.
You're right.
And learned the songs and played with us, Michael.
Thankfully, it fulfills a condition of my parole, so everything's working out, which is great.
That's awesome.
It's funny though, because we're thinking it's just going to be maybe a one-off gig.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we just kept on getting together and learned more of Zan's tunes. And we kind of had the whole like fall and last winter off, but we had a looming gig at the time at Cafe Lena in January of this past year. And it was great. We just rehearsed a lot. After that, we've just been getting like a lot of good response, and it feels super good to play with these guys.
Yeah, so we've all been friends for a long time and have played on and off with each other, and either professionally or just for the hell of it. Somehow we just kept getting more gigs, and somehow they wanted to keep hanging out and keep playing. And now we practice every week, and I don't know, we've been playing. We played at Cafe Lena, we played at the Linda, we played Tulip Festival, and we don't want to stop. I don't want to stop, which I don't think my fans are used to. I think they're used to me stopping, so we're not going to stop.
Taking a breather or something.
Yeah. No hiatus, I think, for a while.
Okay. You kind of talked a little bit about your back. This, you said, was the sort of first semi-collaborative or collaborative effort you guys have done.
Yeah.
You want to say anything more about the song?
Well, I think Zan played us a demo of it, and you could hear sort of like a doo-wop arrangement, even though it's just her and an acoustic guitar. But once she brought it to the band, we were able to flesh it out, and it's our Sam Cooke song.
It's kind of funny, because I feel like it's very different than the style that I normally write in. But I had been at the end of a relationship that kept going back and forth. And at that point, I was just like tired of having my phone ringing of, this is the fourth, you know, and back. And anyway, and I woke up with this song like, I'm tired of seeing my phone ring and see you, you know, make up your mind, essentially. There was no way to, we couldn't have made this like a sad folk song. It had to be this like, yeah, Sam Cooke, you know, darling, you send me kind of feel.
We're live at EXT. Zan Strumfeld, this is your back. Zan and her band.
I know for certain you don't want me as your girl no more. I know for certain that this time it must be true. Every time I seem to move on, my phone starts to ring. I look at the screen and it's you. So I cut my hair short and straightened it twice. Thank you. keep saying, but baby, you're back.
This is Zan from Zan and the Winter Folk. Thank you for being a member of Exit 97.7 WEXT.
You ducks.
Local 518, Zan Strumfeld and her band, The Winterfolk, you guys are called?
Yeah.
I like that name. That's pretty cool. Why that?
I kind of came up with the genre winter folk when I first started writing songs back when I was living in New Paltz, New York. And I kind of made it up in a way that's like you're sitting in a living room. It's the middle of winter. The fireplace is on and some like girl is sitting in the corner like strumming guitar and singing softly, loudly while people are drinking coffee, tea, chocolate, whatever. Always whiskey. It was always a genre that I had come up with and followed for a long time. And then, I don't know, we spent about 9 months trying to come up with a band name. Is that
anybody in a band who's tried to come up with a name knows how torturous the process can be when you're trying to hash out a name and when you're kind of forcing it. And of course, when you're forcing it, it never really works.
Do you guys remember any of the names? Do you have a, we have a whole list.
I remember all of the ones that we can't say on public radio.
What, I mean, there were some good ones. I mean,
they were all bad.
They were all bad. I mean, we're still not sure if this one's even bad, but they're all bad in general. I think all band names are kind of bad.
This
one's
already
good.
Been printed on posters, so we're sticking with it.
Sticking with it.
Yeah. Zan and the Winterfolk.
Zan and the Winterfolk.
We're basically going to, we're taking out the Strumfeld. We're just going to be Zan and the Winterfolk and then eventually be the Winterfolk. Okay. So we're just going to like keep deleting letters.
Well, Zan, thank you so much for bringing these guys in. Playing.
Yeah, thank you.
This is awesome. Where can folks find you online to look up stuff and see what you're doing?
So the transition has been interesting. I feel like I am transitioning right now from Zan Strumfeld to Zan and the Winterfolk. Zan and the Winterfolk would be the best way to find us on Facebook, Instagram, anytime you want to feel social media-y, that's what you should do. If you want to listen to Book of Belonging, on Spotify, it's under Zan Strumfeld, but we'll be putting out this EP, which will be on Spotify as Zan and the Winterfolk, which is really, really exciting.
Do you want to say anything about this last song? We'll have you play What You Do.
Yeah, if you've listened to What You Do on Book of Belonging, which feel free to take a listen to, it's different. It's multi-layered with vocals, and there's just a little bit of music to it. And now it's, I don't know, it's probably one of my favorite songs that we play because all of the instrumental. Do you guys want to say anything about how you feel about this song? I don't know. It makes me, I feel like we play it and I smile the whole time. And one of the lyrics is I am a woman. Jenkins, our bassist, who sings a lot of the harmony, he finally is harmonizing on that lyric sometimes.
Took
right?
him a long time.
Took him a long time to finally say I am a woman on the song.
Well, I don't know if it's not, I'm not a woman. Sometimes I can identify as one, but that's fine too. I really want to say that most of these guys, we all share the common goal. Well, not most of them, all of them share the common goal of really making the songs listenable and catchy and a real song. You know, sometimes you listen to some stuff that's your friends or it's somebody that you don't even know and you just get kind of washed out. And we're just really all trying to get that, these great pop songs, these great bluegrass, country, rock and roll songs, any kind of songs that we can write, I think is a big goal. And that song in particular is one of my favorites.
Honestly, I'm just overwhelmed that they want to play with me and that everything they do really brings these songs to life. Sometimes I just close my eyes and I cry.
And I would be remiss without saying this song, it's been great to play these songs and add, you know, these interesting lead guitar parts. But this one, Mark Lombardo of Titanics, it was his guitar part. And I've been happy to play it. And I always say it's like a scar tissue for the Red Hot Chili
Peppers-esque
guitar part. Come on, Zan. Great band.
I think it's Eagles-esque, actually.
Eagles-esque. Gosh. Zan and the Winterfolk, thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Heart for you to use, and I'm falling back in. It's so easy when I love you. Though it's nice to have your hands up and down me again, do you wanna cross this line? tight, but I'm off your mind when I'm out of sight. And I am a woman who stands strong and tall, and I need a man. I need a man who can handle it all. Yes, I am a woman who stands strong and tall, and I wanted you. I wanted you. I wanted you. Can you handle it all? So this is something that you do. Take my heart for you to use. So you better hold it close, 'cause you're the one I love the most. So you better hold it close or let me go.
Hi, this is Mike Jenkins from Zan and the Winter Folk. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.